Blog Talk Radio.
The hits just keep on coming.
Let's start the show. You know what time it is.
What up? It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad of radio.
The Powerhouse Squad is in the house. With Tone Robbins.
Live and direct.
Sophia Alexandria.
I am in the house. What's going on?
And Brother Al.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom, it's the basis of understanding of the subject.
Yeah. Another episode is in the house. We are there, we are here, we are everywhere. We're the Powerhouse Squad, and we are in the house and ready to get going, because we got another episode for you. Yes, we did take a week off. I hope you know we enjoyed ourselves. Happy New Year, happy Independence Day, happy Love Day. Happy Unity Day. Wherever you at, we appreciate you every time you come and tune in to the Powerhouse Squad. We are live in effect and giving it to you. We are here for you. So guess what? We want to say, listen, we love you. We're here for you. Let's keep it going on the latest with the Powerhouse Squad. But you know what we do. Let's start with the news.
Live on NFL Radio Studios in Sanford, Maine, bringing you local and national and international news, keeping you updated to the current events. It's NFL Radio News. Your host, Brother Alfred of the Powerhouse Squad. So let's get into it and let's get ready to stay informed.
Okay. Let's check this out. We're going into the news. We're going to start off with a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But I see one of my brothers, our family of the Powerhouse Squad is here. Powerhouse Squad, sound up. Sister Sophia, are you in the house? Brother Tone, are you in the house? Okay. They must have stepped out for a second. You know, it's that morning coffee. You got to get it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's all over the place. So, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I think they're back with the coffee. I think that we got the... Brother Tone, you in the house?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
All right, did you get that cup of coffee?
I got more than a cup of Joe because, like, Mandu Muhammad is like my third cousin. So I'm good over here.
Yeah. Well, did you get it? Did you get me a crawler? I like them Boston creams. I'm from Boston, man.
Uh-oh. Boston curler. Yeah, man. Yeah, what's going on with you, man?
Man,
we
are talking about... All right, hold on.
I
think we got a special guest. How you doing? All right, 4000. You're on with the Powerhouse Squad. Give me your name and where you call from. You're on with the Powerhouse Squad. Okay, I think you just want to listen today. Okay. All right, but listen, we're talking about is what we've been talking about, okay?
We talking about Free Bill Cosby?
We're talking about the free.
That's what my T-shirt say. That's what my T-shirt say. Never mind.
Free Bill, well, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is, let me tell you something about Mr. Cosby. I guess you can say, I never thought of him like this, but he wasn't. Was a rolling stone. You know what I'm saying? Where he laid his hat was his home. You know? Well, when his career died...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, see what's going on is that people don't realize that with Mr. Cosby's issue, you know, it's a very catch-23 kind of thing. One... He wasn't given due process properly, and because of that, they felt that they wasn't given due process, he was taken out of jail. But at the same time, he admitted under oath, but under the oath because of his testimony, they were asked him to agree to certain things. And if he agreed to these things, he would not be persecuted for this. He agreed to it, and that's where the due process did not go through correctly. When one side of a council offers a deal, the so-called issue at hand was that, you know what? You gave me your word that this will not happen to me, and you broke your promise to me. And therefore, I'm being persecuted incorrectly or unjustly. You know what I'm saying? So we were definitely there. Yeah. So, you know, with that being...
I was going to say sensitivity warning. I'm not for someone being raped. I'm not for someone being drugged and sexually assaulted. But let's be honest. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it for real. The statutes of limitations should have passed long time ago from these cases in general. Because you're not going to tell me that someone committed an act of rape 65 years ago, they're 93 years old, and you're going to put them on trial and prosecute them on something that happened 60-something years ago when, in fact, in most instances, when we're talking about our freaky tales in the bedroom, I'm going to say a vast majority of the people embellish. And so you're going to try to tell me that someone has an accurate account of what allegedly transpired from the 60s to the 70s, and here it was 2018. You were taking their word for the specifics that occur at that given time. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but okay, so here's the thing. That's why I said to you, I agree with you. But we got to also, let's look it up from what D. L. Hughley said. When he was asked about Bill Cosby and him on the Real Talk, and even Eddie Griffin said the same damn thing. This is the thing that people are not realizing. These women were assaulted 30-plus years ago, okay? Way, way back. Yep. And then suddenly, and which was very weird, the time when Bill Cosby was going to buy NBC and his affiliates and the whole kit and shebang, as soon as he made that push, now these accusations came up. That's just point one. Point two, we also got to look at this. It was the 60s. Now, this is from Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin, quote, unquote. This was the 60s. Now, what was the 60s and 70s mostly known for? Doing heroin, weed, mushrooms.
And partying.
Drug uses.
Partying.
Right. And that was the normal party scene. If you was going to a party, you know if the party was going to be a good party, there was going to be drugs there. There was going to be something, the ecstasy, that Quaaludes, all that stuff was going to be in the presence of that party. So is this.
I mean, Richard Pryor was synonymous for having a kilo of coke sitting on the table and people enjoying themselves.
Yeah. I mean, back then, that's considered being a good host. Come on, people. We gotta think about this. This is the reality. That was the norm back then. Okay, in today's society, let me tell you something. I'm gonna even take it any further. A lot of people talk to me about this. They said a lot of the stuff, like if we was to try to launch a TV show like like all in the family, the Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, it would never get off. They would never promote it, okay? Because
today?
The dialect they
no.
use, no, because right. you, there's a reason for it. What fits in one generation does not mean it's going to fit in this generation, okay? You can try to revamp it. You can redo it. I mean, come on, if you want to go white with the completely, I'm going to use it whitewash with, if you try to launch 90210 the way they did it back then in the early 90s or so, it would never get off the table. That's why when they tried to revamp it, it tanked. It tanked, honestly. The only way they think those actors are making money is off downloads or someone buying the DVD collection. That's it. It wasn't on the live broadcast of the show when it was premiering on TV. And it's got to be honest with you. You've got to understand these kind of things. And I'm sorry, but you've got to be real with it. This is how it's going, and this is how these things are all constantly going with us. You know, we cannot do this where we sit back and try our best to say that, okay, I'm part of this generation where weed is normal, okay? So let me put it like this. What we think is legal now and what we are going through now, I bet you 10 to 1 there's going to be a generation saying, y'all was a bunch of nothing but a bunch of potheads running the government. That's what. Am I right or what?
What you got to say, sister?
Sophia, are you in the house? I am in the house.
I heard her breathing back there, so I was going to give her the mic.
No, I'm glad Bill is out, just like you said, Brother Tone. Like, why wait all these years when somebody is old? And then, for me, you know, thinking about so much that people want from celebrities, like money. Like, for me, it just reminds me of the Mike Tyson, when they said he raped that girl. I don't believe it, you know. But, you know, people do anything to stop somebody, to get something that they want. So I don't know. I'm just happy. I didn't believe he should have went to jail in the first place.
I'm trying to say. That's what I'm saying. OJ wasn't guilty either. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I'm glad. When I saw him out, I was happy. You know, I'm showing my kids the Cosby Show. Some people are like, you shouldn't do that. You know, but I'm like, it's still a great show. I don't care. You know? But you know, everybody had their own beliefs. I'm like,
they said King James had male lovers. I'm back in my corner.
Okay, yep. And guess what? People are still reading what the Bible that was translated.
Yes, they
with.
Are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So you know, that's just the gist of it. We gotta understand. You know, let me tell you something. Cosby wasn't, before even Bill Cosby was being pressured with this situation. The same thing. I'm gonna tell you. This happened to me, your brother, as well. It was 2016, and I was the leader of the whole state of Mississippi for the Black Panther Party for self-defense. And that means I was in a prestige or a unique position. And because of my position and my authority, certain people or powers that be wanted to find a way to knock me down. So when I was getting ready to leave the state, because I resigned my post, and handed it off to the new executive chairman, that the police or government or whoever didn't know that. I've already done that. So the day I get ready to leave to come up to Maine, to drive up to Maine, because I was driving from Mississippi to Maine, all right, and I'm going to tell you what happened next, which is astonishing. I'm sitting in the library checking my EIN number and some information online. And next thing I know, I got the police rolling up on me in the library arrested me. Did not tell me what I was being arrested for. Did not tell me what am I being accused of. And did not tell me or give me my amendment rights. They did not read me my rights at all because, first of all, Mississippi doesn't do that. That's what they're claiming. So with that, I get into the station. Then he tell me that there was a lady there that said I raped her. And I said, when was this accused? I said, that's impossible because, first of all, I'm homeless and I don't have no place to go. I'm no longer affiliated with the Panthers no more. I resigned my post. And then on top of that, I said, my brother's a cop as well. And he said, where's your brother a cop? I said, he works for the FBI office out in California. He's retired military. And they said, okay, yeah, okay. Well, we're going to go check it. I said, well, first of all, you're trying to tell me this happened on such and such date. That's impossible, sir, because that was the day my mother died. I was at the hospital with my mother all day. I haven't left the house in so long because of my mother's death. And you want to accuse me of doing such and such and such and such? So, Sister Sophia, you are correct. They will not try to knock you down, especially if you're in a position of authority in the black community. They'll try to find some kind of dirt. They're trying to find some kind of position. Let me tell you something. That's why if for some spook reason I end up famous again or end up on some kind of position, I don't care if I'm an E style. You hear the A style celebrity. If I end up an E or an F style celebrity, I will never, ever, 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 I'm going to say it I'll say it like he said on it. Ever, 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 I will never, ever will be one of those people having a woman in my presence by myself. Unless it's my wife or family right there in front of me. And if there is a woman who wants to speak to me privately, she will have to have an accomplice or somebody will have to be present every second of that meeting. I do not trust, nor will I ever trust to do that, because it's sad that I have to say that, but if you are somebody in authority or you are in hierarchy, considered a hierarchy person, then the reality is this. You need, in which you need to always have some way to protect yourself of what is going to occur. I say this for females too. It's not just males, but I say this for the females as well. If you are in a room by yourself with a man, don't do it. I don't care if you're Cardi B. I don't care if you Suge Knight. You do not do that. End quote.
Well, y'all going to get off Mike Tyson. It's our birthday season right now. We can't share you. I know Mike don't really like that subject, you know what I mean? But let's switch it up. So
Sophia.
Okay.
Sophia.
Uh-huh.
How did you enjoy that kiss from Lil Nas X and the other man?
What was that? Hold on, I didn't
hear you. I say, did you see the infamous kiss on the BET Awards with Lil Nas X while he was performing with the other male dancer?
Actually, I didn't, but it sounds like I might not even need to see it anyway.
You
said it.
Rain check.
No, I didn't see that. No.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
You say Lil Nas?
Yeah, look at it right now. Look at it. Little
Nas?
Or L-I-L-N-A-S-X. Lil Nas X. Kiss.
Yeah.
At BET Awards. Well, while you looking at that, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the history, though. So for people that don't understand, all of these shows are looking for shock value. And this isn't the first time this has happened. It's the first time with a male. It's the first time with a black male performing artist that has had huge success come on the programming and their performance and done so. Because if you remember the infamous kiss with Madonna and Christina Aguilera, and I believe it was Britney Spears, back on the MTV Awards. And then I think it was someone else that got into another kiss again. But it could have been Miley Cyrus.
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris. It was Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay, I didn't see that one. I didn't see that one. But needless to say, this is something, you know, like the theatrics of entertainment are going to always pull a card from the old days. You know, when they're trying to boost ratings, they're trying to blast the ratings, when they're trying to have some type of shock value to keep you talking about the show for some time. And quite frankly, BET is not in anyone's category because they don't, or they have never really had any consistency with their programming. So now, sister, have you had a chance to take your walk down Old Town Road?
I saw it.
So, and I just heard a progressive conversation from someone impromptu on Facebook Live that was very, very, very upset about the situation when it comes to the imagery and what it projects towards children, the way that it the impression that it sets upon children in regards to acceptance. So do you think the industry should have more regard and be more responsible to state, you know, just like a very high set XXX or NC-17 or something to that effect? Do you think that these shows need to start doing that to at least make an effort, a conscious effort, to try to protect kids from seeing this stuff too early? Or will it even matter? Because once it goes viral, it's gonna trickle down anyways.
I think, you know, that's not a bad idea to put all of that on there. But I also think it goes to parenting, because in the world we grow, we can't protect our kids from absolutely everything. We can teach them. And so when they come to a point in their life when they need to make a decision, they can make a good decision and not be so easily influenced by what they see. So, and that comes with the parent having the backbone, teaching their children how to be strong and also not be influenced. Because as much as I would love to say, oh, yeah, let's slap a NC-17 or, you know, whatever you got on whatever labels we have, still kids are still doing what they want to do, you know. But the parents, if we're teaching and training them and, you know, guiding them and helping them to make decisions, not to be just influenced because this is the thing that's trending right now, this is what everybody else is doing, so let me try it. I think if we had more of that strength, then just because I think throwing the little restrictions or whatever on it, it could help just a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be a great help, because kids are seeing anything now, because we live in a world of social media, electronic. If kids are on their phones all the time, and sometimes kids have phones too just because, you know, they're going to school, catching the bus or whatever they're doing, when they're walking home, the parents need to be able to, you know, reach out to their children just in case. Like, for an example, a couple weeks ago, I had my daughters in summer camp, and I was like, okay, you know, we just moved from North Carolina from L.A., and she didn't ride the bus because I took her. Bus is really not a it's not many, like, bus systems for schools out there. You drop your kids off. And so I was telling her, she has a cell phone. And
And she's a little, you know, maybe a little bit shy. But had I not been calling her in that time and saying, telling them where to stop, tell the bus driver where your stop should be, she passed up the stop. You know, we need the contact. But who? What can I say? What can I really say what she's watching on her phone at that time? Or, you know, I can go back to the history. They have so many things that parents can, you know, install for their kids' phone. But at the same time, they're going to be exposed, period. Like, as we evolve, you know, as a world or universe or whatever, it's different. It's totally different from how my parents grew up. They would tell you, oh, that, we didn't do none of that until this time, or we only saw that during your time, you know. So it's different now. So they're going to be exposed. I think the issue
I never
is that
knew, I never knew Liberace was gay. You're right.
Yeah. So they're going to be exposed.
Hold up. Hold up.
I did not know that Liberace was gay. I just was like, you know, as he came across as a different style of character because but listen to what I'm saying. Listen, I'm trying to make a point here. They are okay. In that era, although they may have been flamboyant, the most outwardly flamboyant person that I could say, I could say Boy George, but Liberace was just, you know, like even our other guy. What's our Mr. Piano Man?
Rick Flair.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Little Richard. So these guys didn't jump out there swinging to the point where they're touching other men publicly. Yes, they had their, you know, little twang in their voice. They had their gaudy jewelry. But as a kid, That was nowhere around us as a kid. So I'm like, wow, that dude is interesting. He's different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally all I could say. Now, when I saw Boy George from Culture Club, I was like, hey, he dressed like a girl. I'm wrong right here. I ain't really making a connection with it. Come on. I ain't really making a connection. Why he got like a girl?
See, that's the thing. The times are different now. So many states are open to it. So what do we do? Still keep our children in the dark and pretend that it's not happening? I don't agree with that. So even though, like, in our time, and back in the day, it was even more forbidden or looked down upon, I mean, like in my parents' time and even kind of when we grew up, now is the time where people are more accepting of that. So we can slap a title, like, I still stand by what I said, still slap a title on it and say this just to put a little bit more effort to know that, hey, you might need to be a little bit older to watch this. But at the same time, they're growing up in this environment, in this world that is everywhere now, and especially in California. I mean, it's other places, but we live in California where it was just so acceptable. Like, pretty much almost everyone has, you know, someone that, you know, gay or bi or whatever it is. And we just have to teach our children. That's what I think. That's what it comes down to.
Well,
Wait. I heard another voice. Who goes there? Knock again.
No, it's just me.
go ahead.
It's just me.
Okay.
What I was going to say is this. I noticed is that when I was younger, I was about maybe 8, 9 years old, and I saw Boy George. MTV, I think, was just about to come out, or it came out. And, you know, and they had Boy George on there, and we used to say that dude was a footy boy. So we just call them footy boys. So, you know, that was just our, the way back then, and that was just going to the whole genre of understanding, you know. But, you know, I just got to say, man, you know, I thought everybody saw that. But Little Richard, though, let me tell you something. I just knew he was wild and crazy, too. But I did notice a little bit of something that was not normal. No, in my eyes, remember I told you normal is defined by your environment. Well, you know, so my premise of him back then, well, you know, when I first got introduced to Little Richard, music was okay. He was a little bit out there crazy. So, you know, and always talking about hush up. So, but, you know, but that's just, you know, something I used to hear, and I thought it was just part of his act. But, you know,
right.
So, but with that being said, I think, hold on, the question it has to be asked. And this sort of goes into our next thing a little bit, where
hold
the
on,
content.
Don't jump yet. Because I want to say something about, like, all
okay,
of these.
Okay, go ahead. We're going to rewind it back.
And,
bring it back.
And I want to compare them to other people. So, okay, some of my favorite songs, Freddie Mercury of Queen. I never know he was, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm just keeping
man,
it real.
Either.
I'm keeping it real. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And now David Bowie had one of the finest women of our time, Iman. But I was like, why he got on eyeliner? I ain't understanding this, you know, but that was, you know, when you're looking at entertainers now, but see, I couldn't, I'm gonna try to compare apples to apples. So if I put David Bowie, who was married to Iman, the fashion model, if I put him in the same light as Prince, and Prince really wore some crazy stuff, but
right.
not ever in a day I could ever say in my mind that I'd be like, oh, yeah, Prince, yeah, that boy gay. That never came across in my thought because he still tried to present a bravado. He was a ladies' person, you know, in the sense of him dating them, not just being in their company and, you know, polishing their fingernails together. But I compare him to David Bowie. And, you know, I felt some type of way about David Bowie, even though he was with Iman, hands down, married up until his death, you know, versus Prince, who, you know, he wore some cheekless pants on the damn stage at one point. And I'm like, yeah, that's
and
too
he
much,
still beat
but,
Eddie Murphy and his brother in the basketball game.
All of those crazy things, but it never took me mentally there. So, you know, I'm saying that to say, it's not that we're trying to be, you know, so antiquated and judgmental, but at the same time, I say this for Hollywood, but I'm gonna speak for the men in general, and I'm generalizing. I do think it's time for a little pullback, man. Like, it's great that people feel liberated to wear their androgynous look, to wear their unique clothing now, like the guy Billy Porter, Lil Nas X, who, you know, came in something that was close to a dress, basically, on the red carpet. I say this from a social responsibility standpoint. Hey, guys, no one is stopping you from being gay, but keep in mind, your choice to be gay is mostly about who you love from an intimate standpoint. You don't have to wear it on your sleeve to where these kids have to look at that at a young age and question who they are, what they are, should they be with a man at a very young age. Because in an undeveloped mind, this is where we are now. When you have the kids in middle school, back in the days where you may have had one unique person, now they're looking at a big population of them all over the place, you know, with the gauge ears, with the gothic look, all kind of different looks that are not just your cookie cutter, I'm a human look. It's, I think it's persuading people who aren't put in situations and aren't sexually assaulted that forces them into a situation to question their sexuality early if they don't have parents that are displaying the traditional characteristics. And I'm going to just say traditional because I know people will say, you know, we're coming up with all, we're changing all the rules of what a human is now. If it's her, him, I, all of these different labels that I'm seeing that people like to tag on to themselves once they, you know, have a public following, it's just amazing how you want to be loved and accepted so much, but you're not responsible with it when you're thinking about children.
So you said when you make it about children, can you just break that part down a little bit for me? When you make it about children.
Well, what I'm saying is about kids is this. A kid, you know, I'm going to just say from a formal thought standpoint. So let's say from 4 to 15, 16 years of age, if they're in a single-parent home, but now Lil Nas X is their idol and their little boy, and that mother's never had a man in their presence, who's their role model now? Who's their role model and their choice? Who's their role model and choice of in the long term, where does their sexuality fall? Is it going to be a traditional situation? Or, you know what? Oh, it's okay because he likes boys, so I like boys too. Because that's now my influence. That's my substitute influence for me not having that permanent influence before me that could show me any type of way, albeit if the father is homosexual in the home, mother is homosexual in the home, because people are bringing stranger dynamics into their personal lives as well, and where we have poly relationships that are happening, and some people don't care that they got kids. They're like, hey, I got a boyfriend here, and a husband here, or, you know, I got a girlfriend here and a wife here, and yeah, my kids know who my girlfriend and their mom is, and, you know, it's a lot of different dynamics that are going on aside from the celebrities. I'm not just going to throw a stone at them and ostracize them, but I would say, hey, you got to think about this. You were a kid at one point, and great that you are out of the closet at this point. And if you choose to adopt, if you're in a male-on-male situation because you can't conceive kids, just utilizing that, or even in a female-female situation, you can be artificially inseminated, but you now can raise your children in a two same-sex household option. But that's not the case for everyone else.
What about, okay, let's just take this let's just say somebody's always going to argue what you just said. So I'm going to be that person.
Oh, no doubt.
So what
no
if
doubt.
That,
come on with it.
What if this person
Notre Dame,
says,
baby, Notre Dame.
So like you said, don't wear this stuff on your sleeve. Don't wear this shit on your sleeve, right? Okay. So what do they say? What if they come back and say, well, you wear yours on your sleeve, woman, man, you kissing out in public, so what about me and my rights? So –
okay.
What you got to say to that? I mean, like, because of course someone's going to say that.
Well, I got a little firecracker. It's not even that big. I don't even have to pull out the big dynamite. I got a little...
come on, man. You know you got a heart of gold, brother. God, especially. But I want to jump in here with this point to this issue for you, bro. I mean, I noticed
that's cool.
You got a heart of gold, and you are so humble with it. What is going on?
that's cool. I'm just saying.
He got a little side crack.
Male,
he's not gonna drop the bum on me.
Yeah. Male and a female always can create. A male and a male can't create. A female and a female technically, naturally can't create.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. So for me to say traditional, and almost 99% of the animals on this planet are in that same disposition. You need a male and a female to create in most instances. So that's not unnatural.
Right.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm. But with the way the world is going, everybody is fighting for a right to be who they are, whether it's against nature or not. And they're saying, hey, I want to do things. Why am I forbidden to do this? Why can't I have this? Why can't I just openly be this? It's my life. It's not yours. So what about that? That fight? Because even though we may not agree with everything, we may not even be for it. We may even teach our kids against that. But at the same time, those people are fighting, and they are most of the time winning.
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win because, unfortunately, the LGBTQ XYZ element of P is the new handicap at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm not saying that if anybody really understand what I'm saying and utilizing that little acronym as an analogy, they're superseding all minority rights and being elevated to the top. You can't challenge them in the sense of if you challenge their sexuality at any given point, you're ostracized, you're penalized for it. You can even be sued for it, being deemed as a hate crime. But yeah, you can beat that black man ass and choke him up and drag him by the belt down the street. And guess what? Hey, we didn't see that. No, you didn't see that, right? We're not going to prosecute that officer. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're
in
right.
That regard,
absolutely.
So I'm answering your question directly to say this. I don't have any problems with anyone who is homosexual. I have relatives, I have friends that are homosexuals. I have no problem with their personal lives. But what I'm saying to them is, at the end of the day, I'm not telling you to even be in the closet. I'm saying be responsible with it. So when you know the majority of your viewership is children, for you to come with strong sexual content, or even if you want to consider it softcore porn content that they are presenting to a lot of these children in all of the shows. I'm not just going to say one show. In all of the shows these days, you got to have a gay character written in. You got to have that man-on-man or female-on-female kissing scene at some point, if not alluding to a sexual bed scene. On every show, from Empire to Pose to whatever.
Right.
That started years ago.
Yeah, that started years ago. But the thing about that is, that has a label to it at the end of the day. So now, here's the situation with that. If your children get their hands on that, that's your fault, because they've given it a rating. They said NC-17. They said, you know, strong language, strong sexual content. But if it's a live show, and you know, music is about popularity, it's about the children for the most part. I mean, for you, for a man or a woman, and I'm not singling out Lil Nas X. I'm singling out all of them, Madonna, everybody. For you to get there and put yourself in that position with your popularity and do such an act when you know the platform is catering to the youth, I feel that you are not acting responsible.
Yeah, and that's an important message, what you're saying, and I do agree, but how many artists are doing that? Not just with homosexuality, but with drugs, with all of this stuff, all of their videos and everything. So if we're going to draw the line there, I think we should draw the line across the whole board, you know, because there's so many artists out there that are talking about this, Doug this, and Molly this, and all of that, whatever. And so I think if we're going to go there, we should also go there because also these drugs are killing people. Well, who just died? Some actor just died, him and his girlfriend yesterday. It was the actor that was on Twilight. I love that series, so that's probably why I know. But Twilight, the series that had like 5 or 6 parts to it, I read the book. And
okay.
He died in Vegas. Was it yesterday or the day before? From an overdose on drugs. But guess what this music is talking about? Drugs. So should we stop the people? I think it should not just be about that because guess what? These two, we live in this world where it's happening. They are making laws to make these people feel comfortable. The people that are doing it, I'm not saying these, you know, to speak against or attack, but I'm just saying laws are being made to make people that are involved in the act comfortable. So it is our job, like you said, as parents, to monitor and control and teach and guide. So with all of this happening in the world, I believe that, yes, we can put a label on it and say yes, and then if our kids are watching it even after labor, yes, it's our fault. But at the same time, kids like these music, they go to school, and they're exposed to stuff that some of the stuff my daughter told me about when she was in first grade in kindergarten, I'm like, oh, my God, what? Are you serious? So we have to teach. We still have to teach because they're going to be exposed to it whether we want it or not. And that's just the world we live in. So I believe that, you know, as much as we would love to tighten things up and make it more like, hey, you know, yes, rated R, explicit content, you know, but we have to teach our kids that, hey, if you come across this, because some of the kids they're going to school with are doing explicit things. So I have to teach my daughters, say, hey, when you see this, this is not who you want to hang around. Because when I was in fifth grade, I remember a girl, I was 10 years old, you're 10, she had gotten pregnant. But then, 10 years old, can you believe it? And she had a baby at 11. So I'm just like, you never know. My mom didn't send me to school to go learn about my 10-year-old friend getting pregnant and having sex. And then when I was in junior high, this is how different it is. I told my mom about something I heard because my mom and they told me this is what they had me believe until a long time. I was pretty much grown when I didn't find out because I was very sheltered. She was, they said, if a boy touches you, you're going to get pregnant. So I made sure a boy did not touch me. I was like, oh, my God. The boy put his, oh, my God. I was panicking because
that's right. You made sure you had a husband. You made sure you had a husband. Yeah. I respect
and
that.
I went to school. This girl had broken down something, and she explained the whole process and what the whole thing, ejaculating, all of that. She explained it. I didn't know it at the time, but I went and told my mom, and she was like, oh, sounds like she got a disease. And so now that I know that conversation, and so she scared me. So when I was at that time, I was scared. I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope I'm never in experience because I'll get a disease. And so, but when I got grown, I'm like, oh, that's what that was. And so I'm just saying, we have to teach our kids. Because my mom and dad never meant for me to go and be exposed to those things. But you have to guide your children just in case and teach them. So, yes, BET and all these other shows and networks can put labels on it, and, yes, it'll hold us more accountable. But at the same time, we should already be held accountable for what they're doing. And, regardless of the label, and I just think, because the argument that you're going to get is basically you're doing it. Who's to say? Yes, we may know it's not natural. You know, it's not a natural thing because why are you putting something in an exit? So, but, you know, people do that. And so they're going to come back to you and say, well, you're showing your love and you're kissing and all of this. And then I got the booty shaking videos. That was back in the day, probably late 80s, 90s, where that thing became popular.
The girls were in their bikini suits just shaking it. Why are they shaking it? Because what?
You better leave my uncle alone, my Uncle Luke.
I wanted to get into this a little bit more because, you know what, you are bringing up great points right now, but I wanted to go into the main thing about this subject is what's going on is legislation has just been passed in Florida. Florida State is now putting into the educational curriculum. They spent over, I think, $62 million to come up with a sexual orientation classes or sex ed classes now, and these classes are not for teenagers. Guess how old, how young the children are going?
You know what? I'm just
elementary school.
Kindergarten, preschool. They are actually having talk about masturbation, sexual orientation, difference between gay and straight at the age of 1 to 6 months and put into the curriculum for preschool and kindergarten and up.
That's good. That's good.
Because I think the reason why it's moved to that is because it's actually happening. Like I just mentioned to you, my daughter in the fifth grade came home telling me something. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Right.
And so it's happening to these kids because I had to talk to a principal that year about stuff that was going on. And I'm like, I don't appreciate that. You should definitely bring that child's parent to the school and talk about it. So these things are happening in the school, and the children are not understanding. So if we don't teach them things, and I went to this is new school. Old school, my mom used to put me in camps all the time at the university. I think I was probably like 13 or 14, and I went to a camp that they had in Louisiana, and then they started talking about sex ed. They pulled out the banana. They pulled out the condoms and told us to lick them and see their different flavors. You can have them, and this is what you do, and this is what you happen, and stuff like that. I was like, you know, I was an innocent kid. And telling my mom, I was like, oh, yeah, this is what I learned today. She told us about this, and then guess what my mom did? I didn't go to that camp no more.
You wonder about that. It's like, and the thing is, I'm picturing like some old 90-year-old woman trying to teach the class with the condom, and you try to look, you know damn well in your mind you're like, she don't know nothing about no sex.
That's what we were all licking those things, and they were flavor. Oh, taste the banana, taste the strawberry.
Jesus.
I'm like, oh, it does taste like strawberry.
Wow.
God.
Hey, sister, I'm glad for that. Hey, brother, the law that you're talking about, I'm happy for it. Unfortunately, I gotta say this. I'm going to tell you one thing that real quick that my grandmother told me about my youngest son. She said, and guys, keep this in mind. We try to keep it real, real clean and tasteful, you know, but sometimes you got to kind of stretch the lines for those that's going to listen to this. But she said, don't say pee-pee. Don't say, you know, ding, ding. She said, tell him that's a penis. She said, you have to identify. You have to identify their anatomy with them early so that you don't get in a situation where, and even the word, utilize the word private is a bad thing to do because now if your child is in a situation and, you know, we know with sexual assault, oftentimes someone would say, shh, don't tell anybody about this. You know, don't tell anybody that I touched your private. So this is why we're having men, and I'm going to say it's been a lot of men. This is why we're having a lot of men come out at 40, at, you know, in their late 30s, are saying that, you know, they were molested because their molesters were, their predators were telling them they're utilizing cold words. And so until someone instructively say, did they touch your penis? Then that's a difference maker in the question that would put that would change the course of the accusation for a lot of the sexual assault that happened in the 70s and happened in the 80s, because we're seeing, and this is coming out of a lot of football programs, sad to say, a lot of college football programs like Penn State, University of Michigan, where the coach's son, you know, he was adopted. He was not the biological son, but he said the trainer on the team molested him until he said, don't touch me anymore. And now there's over 60 accounts of former football players, you know, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. These guys are trying to get on the field. Their dreams of making it to the NFL. They're trying to be accepted. So when people have put them in uncompromising situations, they haven't been forthright because they didn't want to lose that opportunity by speaking out against the wrongdoing that was happening against them. So, you know, I understand that part of that legislation where they're reaching down to kids at such a young age. And like we just discussed for 30 minutes now, man. Hey,
yeah,
it's in the songs.
But see, the thing is,
it's in the videos.
The thing I don't understand is the way they're doing the message. Okay, they're using cartoons and animated figures. They're even talking about what is porn and what is pornography. This is the issue. A lot of people in Florida are up and running about it. Okay, and they've been talking about it for a while. But you know, also you know, you also got to think about this. This crosses with another news story. There is been a little girl named Kayla. She died because she saw one of the, you know, the little tiny batteries, the little like they call button batteries, and she swallowed it, and everything. And what happened was she died of because of it. Her mother didn't notice it until her daughter was started choking. So she tried to give her some molasses. The doctors and them told her to give her molasses. But she didn't make the pass the battle. But the problem, the question is about that, when should you start teaching your children how they handle electronics, and when should you be dealing with that? You know, I mean, when do you should you try to make sure they know the difference between candy and this is something you don't put in your mouth, because they're touching these electronics at almost one. And this kind of thing is going on, and then you introducing these subjects to the children. It's like you come out the womb, and you're suddenly bombardment with all this stuff. You got to deal with all this stuff right at the
Welcome
start
to the real
of the
world.
Gate before you even get the chance to breathe. Really, you're dealing with all this stuff. It's you know when we grew up, you had some time to get your eyes adjusted at least, but that's not going on in the case. You know, we should dig into this a little bit more, but it's time to pay the bills, so let's go ahead and take that out, and we got a special treat for y'all, and I think you definitely want to check it out.
Damn computer.
Hey, Don King. Hey, Tech, I need your check down here.
It's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Country child. That country. Baby, that's my style. Hawaii's new hit country.
Played on Country on Sundays.
Hawaii's
NSF Radio. NSF Radio.
Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
got a glitch. Still there?
Yeah, we still here, brother. It's what's going on. We having some calls, some technical issues right now, people. So please stand by. Please play war on. It's been a heck of a day.
Yeah. Hey, let's, you know, as we trip.
Yeah, here we go.
Radio. Always playing the sound. Checker
systems are offline.
Radio. Always playing the sound.
Thank you. This life is very, very funny to me now. It's the only way I can look at it, because if I become deadly serious about it, I would have to reconstruct myself. I'm 49 years old. It's a reality. 49, I'm jogging out on the street, running, and a little pain went into the knee, and a little felt like a knife, you know, and I said, whoa, what is that, you know, and when I was younger, you know, something like that happened, I just say, whap, you know, you can't do that at 49. Your leg, you do like that? And they say, what's the matter with you? Didn't you hear us when we first spoke to you? Make it deeper. And I'm angry with it now, because this is a body, and I was an athlete, and I know if something like that hurts, you just take it and kick it out even harder. Yeah, whap, and then it went down here. Went down to the ankle, and the ankle turned over. And then it came up to the hip, and I had it in the hip, and then the knee, and then the ankle. And the whole leg was like this. And all of a sudden, I came to my senses, and I said, stop. And I walked, and it didn't hurt when I walked. I said, well, it must be all right. So I started to run again, and everything came right back. And I rebehaved. Get a little twitch in the shoulder. When I was in my 20s, it's boom, gone. Because it wasn't set right, you know. 49, it happened, and then it went down to my hand. And I tried to shake that out, and it went around at the back. And my leg went out again. And my body said, I'm not fooling. And I said, yes, sir. Get a little thing underneath here when I'm running? Stop. Yes, sir. What do you want to do? Sit down. Where? Right here. That's fine. Can't do that. You got to rebehave. Making noises now. Noises. My father used to make. My father had a body like this one when I first noticed him. He had a gut, and he had things on the side. When he took his shirt off, he had slices all up here.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with 20 mood. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio El Duente.
Yeah.
We are back in the third kit. Yes, we did a special, a little bit, you know, a little bit of old school Cosby to lighten the mood up to let you know, we can make it a little funny. Okay. Now, check this out. All right. We're talking about the new part of the subject. We're talking about the new going on with Congress in Florida, passing the bill, allowing sex, talking about pornography, talking about masturbation, talking about sexual orientation in the schools before the norm of age of, believe it or not, you're what you're supposed to learn at that recommended age. But now they decrease all the way back to childhood before even the child even gets out the womb and this kind of thing, how to deal with it, how to talk about it. Is it okay to do so? If someone touches your pee-pee or your penis, or someone touches your breast or whatever, what you're supposed to do is fine. Now, this is going on in Florida, but a lot of school districts and a lot of school locations in different states are adopting these kind of concepts. This kind of conversation has been going on constantly for the past year or some change. What is appropriate and what is inappropriate in our school system? Is the school system now gaining power or gaining less power, or should he be a better balance in the school system for the educational information that's given to the dialect? Now, we're going to segue. This is a three-parter. One is going to talk about the school system. Two, we're going to talk about what happened with the daughter, Kayla, and, you know, and dealing with that battery issue and how to deal with that. And three, let's talk about what's going on right now with our, what's an appropriate age for certain information in our school system. Especially, we're talking critical race theory. We're talking about everything on the educational side. But this information has been very highly talked about lately. We're going to put a little 2 cents onto it. Ready? Let's go. All right, Brother Tone, you heard the subject. You heard what's going on. What's going on in the news on that subject? What you think?
I mean, all of it is, you know, Sister Sophia. We got good dialogue, man.
Yeah. All right. So Sophia, let's go into
again,
a little bit more.
You got to be parents. You got to be good parents, man, and raise your kids. And you know, no matter what, you know, as we arrived at a head, it's gonna be a lot of things that are beyond your control. So, if you really want to do your best, you know, don't put your kids on autopilot when you. Technology,
right.
In their home, and you know, just try to keep some things. I don't want to use the word and get taken out of context, but as human, as normal as possible, or as natural as possible around your home, so that you become the influence and they know otherwise. So, if at any given point a person does, or your children do decide that they are turn into a situation, it will be a choice because you've done your best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I honestly, I never disagree with that. I never disagree with the people making choices. You know, that's part of your freedom. But I honestly, Every time I turn around, I mean, there's somebody coming out the closet. I really started thinking about that philosophy when this all started. Was it's what's being imprinted into your mind or shown to you, and
you can move
and,
yourself.
Hey man, we ain't going into that. Oh, by the way, give a shout out to Sister Lexi out there, the Black Lives Matter. Let you know, Lexi Scott, listen, the Black Lives Matter unit. They are having their camp this summer, doing out there with the children. So if y'all don't know, go out there, go blmutah.com or .org, I'll look it up on that. And if you're in Utah, please, please don't forget to sign up for the program. Big shout out to them. But anyway,
but skip Louisiana camps, please.
Yeah, well, we you can do Louisiana camps too. But be careful of the ticks; they're bigger than the house.
We skip. We don't need no banana condom licking.
Yeah. You don't know, man. You don't know. You don't know. Woo. Okay, okay. Yeah, but I just think, you know, I don't know. Honestly, let me tell you something. You sit back, right, and every time you turn on the TV today, there's something kind of, what you said to me once, you said trending. You said homosexuality is trending. So people want to get onto that ride of trending. Now, you know, I see that, and I see that a lot. And it's like, okay, when I grew up, my superheroes weren't homosexual. Okay? And I'm not saying that I'm against LGBTQ or anything. I'm just saying that when I grew up, they were not presented as homosexuality. Now, when you turn on these TV shows, you got Flash, you got Superman.
Spider-Man.
That's the requirement now. That's the requirement. You have to have some type of homosexuality in the show. Your show is probably not going to make it.
And they did the same thing with black people in the 80s, okay? In the 80s, they were like, okay, we want more positions in the third. But does not mean you have to put them into the script like they have to be LGBTQ. You don't have to put them in the script. You can hire a person of that nature. And you want to relate to them. Yes, if you want to relate to them in your show, you know, you don't need to do that. Okay, it's like you're trying to force it down other people who's not normally into that. And
I think what you're saying goes back. I think it was you, Tone, that mentioned pushing agenda on some other show we did. I mean, pushing an agenda.
Yeah.
So I think this is what this is, because if you look at any show, it doesn't even matter what it is. It's going to hint to that, period.
That's right.
Right.
Hey, or they're going to have,
you know, listen,
not the content. It can be physical.
Mm-hmm.
On the Breakfast Club, it's always cast in place in the background.
The Breakfast who?
Yes.
But yeah. But I hear you, and it's like it's a constant reminder of that we are trying to be equal to everybody, but at the same time, we're not being equal to everybody. You understand what I'm saying? We already talked about this before. The Asian community got to stop the Haitian hate a bill passed in less than a week. It wasn't even that quick. It really was quick. But we in the black community are just given streets and little tiny holidays, and instead of pushing the George Floyd bill or pushing the real economic stimulus that can help black community to rebuild Black Wall Street in a physical manifestation, no, we're not doing that. I mean, we should have saw the signs when if you ever read the back of a Final Call newspaper or a Muhammad Speaks newspaper. One of the bulletins on it that Elijah Muhammad asked, he says, we want land so that we can build our own and take care of our own and within our own. And divide. We do not want to be a part of your community, but we want to be have our own space and to do so. You know damn well the government is not going to give you that. He knew it then, but we asked for it. They asked for it. But it's still going on today. We were asking for the things so that we can be a productive people of society and in this community, but they want us to maintain a beast. So while they train to kill, we're still being trained to dance, sing, and entertain, while the others sit back and they be able to do these things. These things need to stop, or somebody needs to sit down and really look at the way we are presenting our community, not just our community, but what other communities or why other communities are being presented over us in legislation. You know what I'm saying? And
I got an answer for you.
Go ahead.
I got an answer for you on that. You ain't ready for this though, but your stomach. The reason why the black people.
Hey.
I think you're breaking up.
Yeah. He dropped the call. Y'all forgive us. We've been having some issues with the station. As you may not know, that the Wi-Fi 5G systems are going across the nation now, which is causing an effect on all electronics and electronic systems. So wherever you are, if you're experiencing this, well, I'm going to give you a commentary and advisory. Please contact your internet provider or your phone provider immediately, because this is going to continue happening until they finish the daily upgrades. Plus, you got to remember, more people are using the internet now than anything, especially seeing after COVID. And there's more and more people that's streaming, watching, doing whatever online than there was before the pandemic. So now everybody's going through these issues, technical issues, phone calls dropped, unable to get a signal. These kind of things are consistently going on a consistent basis. So please, people, if you can't hear the whole show straight on, please download it today, or better yet, do your best to get it logged back on to the show. Allow that. Okay. All right. He's back in the building. All right, brother. You're back on.
I'm back here, man. Hey, listen. The Fed stepped in when they pulled me off and said, hey, do you really want to do that? So, listen.
We know what's going on.
Right.
We know what's going on.
On a serious note, listen, we have what we know of, and I know there's more, but I'm just gonna say 59 right now. So no, I'm gonna say 60 because I'm gonna say 60 right now. So we got 58 African nations, and we got Puerto Rico, and we got Haiti. On that note, there's too much dysfunction in countries that we run where there is the majority of blacks. So. And until we establish ourselves and become unified as one global people and stop, you know, it's almost like the great debate about Christianity. Everybody's worried about denomination. So until we get over the fact that we got the great same skin color, I don't care what the beautiful West Indian African accent sound like versus the American language. If we don't unify in those big nations, the continent, we'll never see anybody representing us and making change for us in legislation, and therefore also stop raising athletes and start raising lawyers and start raising senators and congressmen.
You know what, that's right there. That's definitely there, because you know
that's
what,
that's your new t-shirt right there.
I mean, but see, here's the UAA, United African Association. It's like the United Nations. The UAA have UOA or UFA. They need people who are great with law, but somehow there's not many interest in doing so. See, this is the thing: is if the powers that be in Africa were to come together, okay, if they were to come together and actually unify, they would collapse every other economic structure. So that's why this whole thing of Africa, the plan is to basically disarray Africa's unification skills. See, this is, like you're saying, Ghana has gold all over you. Libya has gold everywhere. There is diamonds there in the Sudan. There is more and more in Egypt. There's crusted pearls and diamonds. In South Africa, there's oil all over the place. There's rich uranium mines all over Africa. These kind of resources that basically can help run the world 10 times over and keep it up and running. But guess what? The so-called people who have access to this are not even from Africa. So they take those resources and the other resources and they actually destroy. We got 3 minutes left in the show. Okay, I'm getting ready down for the count. We're about to go up. George Foreman's about to enter the ring and about to knock everybody out before he lifts his armpits up. But anyways, but that's another day, another story. So 3 minutes in, we know we do. We got to get the entertainment. Listen, Brother Tone, what's going on the podcast,
yep,
brother?
Check me out. Instagram. I got to show up right now. I'm glad you said that. I'm speaking with a young brother, Adio, relocated from America to Tanzania. Okay? This is a good segment. It was just a little follow-up segment. I had him on season 2, episode 5 of the podcast, and I did a follow-up on his journey once he actually made it there with his wife and his son. They're not coming back to the States. Check that episode out. But some key things, some key takeaways from that is the economic situation that you're talking about. The average citizen income in Tanzania is $50 a month, $50 US a month. You heard me?
Yeah.
So listen, all of those things that you talked about, which were resources, I tell you like this. There's a song called Midas Touch, and I'm trying to be quick. Everything we touch, I'm going to say it 3 times so you can hear. Everything we touch, we turn to gold. That is the people of color. We deem these things precious. White people don't care about this stuff. If we stop buying diamonds, they would just wear cubic zirconians. We make it hot. If we don't want it, it's not valuable.
Yeah.
It's not valuable. And so, and I say rest in peace, no matter what the controversy was, to the Haitian president that lost his life by, his own fellow countrymen, for the most part, I perceive, at this time. Him and his wife were assassinated.
I can't agree with that part, one part, because I got a feeling I know who did it. I know who did it. So, yeah.
I'm just acknowledging that part, but I'm just saying that to say, we don't hear about people with pale skin or that lack melanin in their skin, where there's a conflict in their country, they're being taken out through gunfire. They seek political asylum, and something else happens in an exchange in their government. And the violence that happened there, regardless of who it was, is just like in our communities. Until we stop messing each other up.
We're going to leave it right there. 60
being
seconds.
Nice. Being
be
nice.
A, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, sister.
Follow me on Facebook. Amazing content coming out on a Monday through Friday basis. Facebook.com/ You're So Damn Amazing. And I have some openings for some one-on-one or group sessions. So check out my website to book those, SophiaAlexandria.com.
All right, all right, all right, all right. We about to close out. Let's just put it like this. Don't forget to download the guy. If you want to catch us with Sophia, get that notification. You want to follow our brother Tone, get that notification on the app. Apply for it. Get on to it. Get that for you. Also, you know what? We might be moving. So distant. Keep stay tuned and keep what's going on. And we'll be able to hit you up. But you know what to do. Always get us on NSF Radio Station with an S. .com. That's NS Fatherhood. You know what that stands for. You know, so NSF Radio Stations with an S .com. All right, catch you on the flip. My name is Brother Alfred. This is Sister Sophia. That's Brother Tone. We are the Power Scrub Squad. Good night. And we're going to keep it going for you. Peace.